For to us a child is born, to us a son is given.
And the government shall be upon his shoulder.
And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor.
Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
O sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things.
His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him.
The Lord has made known his salvation.
He has revealed his righteousness in the sight of the nations.
He has remembered his steadfast love and faithfulness to the house of Israel.
All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God.
Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth.
Bring forth into joyous song and sing praises.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given.
And the government shall be upon his shoulder.
And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor. Almighty God, grant that the birth of your only begotten Son in the flesh may set us free from the bondage of sin, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Old Testament reading for the Nativity of our Lord comes from Isaiah chapter 52. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who publishes peace, who brings good news of happiness, who publishes salvation, who says to Zion, "Your God reigns." The voice of your watchmen, they lift up their voice. Together they sing for joy. For eye to eye they see the return of the Lord to Zion. Break forth together into singing, you waste places of Jerusalem. For the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord has barred his holy arm before the eyes of all nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle lesson is taken from Hebrews chapter 1. Long ago, at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets, but in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed the heir of all things, through whom also he created the world. He is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature, and he upholds the universe by the word of his power. After making purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high, having become as much superior to the angels as the name he has inherited is more excellent than theirs. For to which of the angels did God ever say, "You are my son, today I have begotten you"? Or again, "I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son"? And again, when he brings the firstborn into the world, he says, "Let all God's angels worship him." Of the angels, he says, he makes his angels winds, and his ministers a flame of fire. But of the Son, he says, "Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of uprightness is the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness beyond your companions. And you, Lord, laid the foundations of the earth in the beginning, and the heavens are the works of your hands. They will perish, but you remain. They will all wear out like a garment, like a robe you will roll them up, like a garment they will be changed. But you are the same, and your years will have no end." This is the word of the Lord.
To us a child is born, to us a son is given. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God,
Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
Sing to the Lord a new song.
For he has done marvelous things.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the first chapter. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness about him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks before me, because he was before me.' And from his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. For the law was given from Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, the only God, who is at the Father's side. He has made him known. Here endeth the gospel.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Merry Christmas. It is a cold one, but a merry one nonetheless. This morning, the world celebrates. From England to Japan to Peru, the world celebrates. Choirs sing. Houses are lit up and families prepare a feast. Children across the nation wake up to the seeming miracle of presents under the Christmas tree. Many evangelical churches have closed their doors this Sunday in order not to impede on families' cocoa and jammy time. These things are all delightful, fine celebrations for the world. But we celebrate a miracle far greater this morning than a jolly old elf flying through the sky with reindeer to leave presents under a tree. Those things are all fine celebrations for the world. But the church has more to celebrate. That is why we are here. That is why we have not canceled service this week. That is why we keep both the Christ and the Mass in Christmas. We have more reason to rejoice than the world could ever imagine. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory. This morning we celebrate, we rejoice that God has become man for our salvation. God became man to give himself to us as a gift. How to express such an ineffable mystery? How can human language bear such a profound message? This morning, I'd like us to take a moment, a break from the busyness of the holiday season, and sit and meditate on that Christmas miracle, the Incarnation. Let us pause a moment and consider the miracle of Christmas as captured in a poem by St. Augustine. Man's maker was made man, that he, ruler of the stars, might nurse at his mother's breast, that the bread might hunger, the fountain thirst, the light sleep, the way be tired on its journey, that the truth might be accused of false witness, the teacher be beaten with whips, the foundation be suspended on wood, that strength might grow weak, that the healer might be wounded, that life might die. Man's maker was made man, that he, ruler of the stars, might nurse at his mother's breast. Here is the great mystery of the Christmas story, behind all the sweet nostalgic pictures of baby and mother. On Christmas, the Ancient of Days became a newborn babe. Jesus, who upholds the universe by the word of his power, governs all of creation from the lap of his mother. At this miracle, the Magi worshiped, the shepherds marveled, and the angels sang, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill, peace to men of goodwill." Here is Most High God born a man on earth. Our gospel text says, "The world was made through him, yet the world did not know him." Creation rejected its creator. It rejected life, so it became subject to death. And yet the Word enters into his creation to save it. This child is the Messiah, the Savior of the world, who was promised from creation, the seed of the woman who would come to crush the head of the serpent. In Jesus, God became man so that the bread might hunger, the fountain thirst, the light sleep, the way be tired on its journey. The preacher to the Hebrews proclaims, he had to be made like his brethren in all things, so that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest. For since he himself was tempted in that which he has suffered, he is able to come to the aid of those who are tempted. In Christ, God is not distant. He is not far off. There is no trial, suffering, or temptation that has afflicted you that has not afflicted God himself, that God himself has not experienced in Jesus. Christ subjected himself to all of our human frailties so that he might overcome those frailties on our behalf. Man's maker was made man that the bread might hunger in the wilderness. When we hunger, we question the goodness of God, who is the provider. But Christ, when he hungers, says, "Man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." And indeed, so it is. And in the coming of Jesus, in the miracle of Christmas, in the miracle of the incarnation, let us not forget that the eating of that life-giving word of God is no longer merely a metaphor. For that babe, the Word made flesh, on that first Christmas is placed into a manger, a feeding trough for the flock. And this morning, that same Word comes to our altar to feed his church. Man's maker was made man that the fountain might cry out from the cross, "I thirst." While out of his pierced side flowed out the rivers of living water that washed us clean. Man's maker was made man that the light may be laid down to sleep, while Herod's soldiers sought to snuff out his little life. Yet in his weakness he defeated the devil, who crouched at Mary's womb to devour the seed of woman, so that we might sleep soundly. Man's maker was made man that the way be tired and grow faint under the temptations of the devil in the wilderness, so that he might overcome Satan in your place. The way became weary on his journey as he carried that cross up Golgotha to bear your sins. Man's maker was made man that the truth might be accused of false witness. Jesus testifies to himself, saying, "Whoever has seen me has seen the Father." He displayed the truth of his claims by his miracles, by his healing, by his casting out of demons, by the calming of the storm. Yet his opponents slandered him. "He casts out demons by the prince of demons," they say. They mock him. "If you are the Son of God, come down from the cross." And in so doing, they accuse God himself of blasphemy. Man's maker was made man that the foundation of the world might be the foundation of your salvation, suspended on wood. Here is the greatest aspect of God's miraculous incarnation. Christ came in love to make you children of the Heavenly Father. As our gospel text says, "To all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. From his fullness, we have all received grace upon grace. We were rightfully cursed for our rebellion against God, but Christ redeemed us from the curse by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, 'Cursed is everyone who is hanged on a tree.'" He takes God's judgment upon himself. Man's maker was made man that the healer might be wounded. Jesus healed the sick, the blind, and the lame, and yet he is smitten by God and afflicted. He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with his wounds we are healed. By Christ's wounds on the cross and by the scourge, our sin wounds are healed. Man's maker was made man that life might die. Christ allowed himself to be swallowed by the grave. Yet the babe, bound in swaddling clothes, could not be bound by burial clothes. The grave swallowed the God-man and found itself bursting with life. When Christ died, the earth shook and the rocks were split. The tombs were opened and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. The saints burst forth from their tombs that had claimed them. And on the third day, Christ himself raised. He defeated sin, death, and the devil. Today, then, on Christmas Day, we marvel with the shepherds and the magi that God Most High has become man. We marvel with the angels that in his death, Christ has defeated death. And in his resurrection, he gives us life. And in his ascension, the Son of Man is seated on the throne of heaven. And all this he did to give you the right to be called sons of God. Praise be to God. Amen. May rise for the offertory.
Let us pray. O thou God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, through whose grace we again celebrate the birth of our Savior, we come into thy presence with holy joy, for thou hast gloriously fulfilled thy promises given to our first parents after the fall, to the patriarchs, to Moses, and to the prophets, and to all thy people of old, who waited in hope for the salvation of Israel. Accept, we beseech thee, our humble tribute of praise and thanksgiving, and grant that through the birth of thy Son we may be born again in the Spirit unto the blessed hope of everlasting life. O Jesus, thou Son of God, we bless thee for becoming flesh of our flesh, and for enriching us with inestimable gifts from the treasures of thy grace. Thou hast made reconciliation for iniquity, so that now we have peace with God and access to the Father. Thou didst become the Son of Man, that we might be made the children of God in thee. Bestow upon us a simple childlike faith, that in thy lowliness we may adore thee, and give us grace to behold the glory shining through the veil of thy humanity, the glory of the only begotten Son of the Father, full of grace and truth. Speak to us the words of life, that as thou hast loved us, so we may also love thee. Be our light in the darkness, our abundance in want, and our very present help in trouble. We especially pray that you help Harold, Esther, Sean, Austin, Thomas, Prabhu, Kathy, Jim, Pam, Aubrey, Barbara, Charlotte, Mia, Wanda, Kenny, Patricia, and the Reverend David and his wife Barbara. And as thou didst descend from heaven to earth for our salvation, so may we have power to ascend from earth to heaven, to the glory of thy great and adorable name. O Holy Spirit, we praise thee for thy comfort and guidance. Incline our hearts to meditate devoutly on the sublime mystery of the Nativity, and help us to embrace our Redeemer in true faith as our most precious possession. Fill our hearts with peace and comfort and hope and life and joy in him. Let us so keep the feast that at its close with thy benediction upon us, we may resume the burdens of our various callings, rejoicing in our salvation and delighting to do thy will. O Holy Trinity, who wouldst be praised for mercy rather than judgment, we glorify thee, for thou hast had respect on the lowly. Let thy covenant of peace endure forevermore, that we may rejoice in thee, world without end. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty, Everlasting God. For in the mystery of the Word made flesh, thou hast given us a new revelation of thy glory, that seeing thee in the person of thy Son, we may be drawn to the love of those things which are not seen. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he brake it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink ye all of it. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me.
Peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you.
give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. We give thanks to thee, Almighty God, that thou hast refreshed us through this salutary gift, and we beseech thee that of thy mercy thou wouldst strengthen us through the same in faith towards thee, and in fervent love toward one another, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. The Lord be with you. CWS this week either, because we're on break for Christmas break. Classes will resume on January 4th. Let's see, no Bible study next week. next LWML meeting, January 2nd at 7 p.m. Ladies Aid, their next meeting will be in February, and once again, let me know if you're at all interested in this high-attendance youth gathering. Any announcements this Christmas morning that I missed?